In Unity, we have a wonderful daily publication that brings us an inspirational message, and I'm going to ask Linda Hardy to come forward and read our daily word for today, and we'll follow that with a time of mindfulness, a time of prayer and meditation.
Good Irish morning. Today's word is prayer. I feel the presence and power of God as I pray. Can you hear me okay? In the Revealing Word, Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore described prayer as the most highly accelerated mind action known. This awareness is my comfort and assurance as I release my worldly concerns and feel the presence of God. As I pray, I immerse myself in the silence so I can be still and know. From this place of deep communion, I relax and focus my attention on the divine ideas of life, love, wisdom, strength, and order, which are always mine to claim. As these spiritual truths flourish in my consciousness, thoughts of my troubles and worries fade from my mind. In the past, I may have believed prayer was a way of asking God for help and solace. Now I understand it as one of the best ways of helping and uplifting myself. And from Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Today's word is prayer. And the affirmation is, I feel the presence and power of God as I pray.
Thank you, Linda. I want to invite you to join with me now, just in this very special time of your own personal connection with Infinite Spirit, with your soul, your heart, your very being, and the flow of universal presence here with us all. So I invite you just to be relaxed, relax and breathe and let go. And just be present in this now moment. Open to an awareness of your own inner divine nature. That weaves itself together with that which is the flow and the divine nature of all creation, that which we might call God or Infinite Spirit. And so as I invite you to relax and to let go in order to be open, to release the thoughts of the outer mind and just be in the presence of Spirit, I will be toning our singing bowl. On this day when we are celebrating the power and the presence of music and how it touches us and affects us, lifts us up, we can recognize through the vibration, the energetic flow of this toning bowl, which is at the level of the heart chakra, the chakra of love. We can feel it vibrate in our very being and recognize the power that music has to touch us, to heal us, to bless us, to uplift us. And so join with me now in relaxing, letting go, and breathing into the vibration of sound. And we, as we allow this vibration to move over us and through us and as us, we recognize that sound is part of the universal expression of our world, of all creation. We hear music toning sound in the waves that wash upon the shore, in the birds that sing in the sky, in the thunder that booms through the air, in the wind that sings through the trees, in so many ways. We experience the flow of this divine creation of tone, of sound, of music. And as we breathe it into every cell and every part of our being, that resonance aligns us in the flow of universal spirit, of divine pure being, of oneness, of wholeness, of allness, of which we are each part. The notes of the symphony all coming together to create magnificent music of the world. And so as we breathe and we feel the rhythm of our heartbeat, of the breath flowing into our lungs and then exhaling, as a part of that natural cycle of the inflow and the outflow, of the crescendo of the music of being, of the softening into the silence, we are replenished, inspired, and uplifted as we recognize the vastness, the truth of our being beyond just this, which is our physical body. We are connected into the resonance of our soul, and our souls are all connected into that which is the tapestry that is woven into expression in our world and in our universe. And so we breathe and we flow with the tone, with the sound, with the silent whisper within the heart of our being, with the heartbeat that reminds us of the ongoing life. And we relax into the flow of this river of being, held and uplifted, replenished, inspired, as we take a moment in silence to be at one with Infinite Spirit. And in this silence, we feel our heart dancing to the unique music that is the design of our own being. Creating a symphony outward, dancing with others, breathing into life, recognizing the depth of our connection. And in that place where every cell responds to the dance, to the vibration, to the upliftment, we let that shine forth and dance forth and sing forth its clarity, its beauty, to connect with others, to recognize that we are all part of that greater wholeness of being. So in this moment, we surround our prayer box in light and the requests that have been placed within. And we speak aloud the names of loved ones, family, friends, situations, places we would especially bless at this time. Sue Ellen, Terry, Courtney, Matt, Bob, Karen, Donalyn, Noah, Joey, Kelsey. Charlie, Frank, Kathy, Misha. Shireen, Allie, Kara, Vicky, Evan. Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries, Unity World Headquarters, our world leaders, and special blessings today upon Ireland, the people of Ireland, and the legacy of music and the heartfelt connection that they share. And so we do indeed give thanks, feeling that response of our universal spirit as we affirm light and wholeness, healing, upliftment, wisdom, and guidance. We pray this forward with love, and so it is.
The wind blows.